I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. So just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up this hour on the program, Zach Harper is going to join us, NBA insider for The Athletic. He'll drop on by the show coming up in about 35 minutes from now. We'll talk to him about tonight's NBA draft lottery. Who wins the Zion Williamson sweepstakes? The number one pick of the draft this year is oh so important. A franchise-altering player sitting at the top of the draft boards. It's also a Trash Tuesday, and so anybody you want to trash, anything you want to trash, tweet at me, DA on CBS, or dial me up and we'll bring it onto the phones to trash as well. At 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Tonight, game number one, Western Conference Finals, Blazers and Warriors from Oakland. Could the Blazers steal game one? No KD. This would be the night to do it. This one's going to be tough. Because the Warriors did what the Warriors needed to do. Avoid a taxing game number seven with short rest going into the Western Conference Finals, something that the Blazers were unable to do. By virtue of winning game six on the road in Houston, the Warriors saved themselves some time and space. Some time for relaxation, rest, getting your mind right and your legs right. Here's one thing that I think goes significantly underreported. The type of fatigue, the type of wear and tear that goes into teams and star players who play all of the significant minutes of deep playoff runs year after year after year. I know we live in an era of load management, but think about what the Warriors have been doing. They have played in the final game of the season for four straight years. They have played 20 to 25 extra games, and we know how much more intense and emotional and gut-wrenching playoff games are than the regular season. They have played 20 to 24 to 25 extra games every year for 4 years and now into year number five. It's why when I look back at the Montreal Canadiens of the 70s or the New York Islanders of the 80s, or the Edmonton Oilers of the 80s and early 90s, and you look at winning four straight cups and going deep into NHL, Stanley Cup, playoff, year after year after year, and the physical toll that that takes, it is extraordinary that those franchises and those players were able to do that in a sport like hockey. Basketball might not be hockey, especially hockey of the 70s and 80s, but there's still a physical toll, and that's why LeBron's run of eight straight NBA finals is so mind-blowing, and we don't, in my mind, properly put that into context. He played in the last game of the season for eight straight years. He was in the NBA finals for eight straight seasons. For eight straight years, nearly a decade, when he walked off the floor for the final time, he either was the champion or had lost to the champion that day, that night, that moment. To play that many minutes at that high level for that long takes such a toll. And for, I think, the Warriors to avoid that game number seven, even had they won game seven easily, to avoid game number seven gave them 48 extra hours to prepare. And that's a big deal. It's a really big deal in my mind, because think about it. They would have played Sunday just like the Blazers had to, and then turn around and played tonight. Instead, they got off the floor on Friday night and had the extra 2 days to rest. To me, I think it's a huge deal going into tonight's game that the Blazers come off a game seven on Sunday and the Warriors had 2 extra days to rest. And so that's why, do I think the Blazers steal tonight's game one? I don't. I think there has to be a natural come down off of an emotional game number seven that went to the wire for the Blazers. And I think that extra little rest is going to help get a little bit more spring in the jump of the Warriors. Now, I did say yesterday, and I do believe this, I think the Blazers can make this a series. I think they can win their home games. I think they can push this to a game six. Hell, they might even take it to a game number seven. Ultimately, I don't think the Blazers can win this series. I don't think they're at that level yet. And I would imagine at some point in time, Kevin Durant comes back forward to the series. I have a hard time believing he's going to be gone for the next 2 full weeks. I think he'll come back by the end of the series. And who knows, maybe he'll come back by game number two. And I think, assuming KD returns for this series, it's virtually impossible for the Blazers to keep up with the firepower of the Warriors. But I think they can hang. I think they can win 2 games. And if they win tonight's game, suddenly they put pressure on the Warriors. If they win tonight's game without KD, they put some pressure on the Dubs to have to win that game number two at home, and then know that the Blazers got the job done, what they needed to do, was split the early 2 games at Oracle and specifically get a game where Kevin Durant was not on the floor. If it's going to happen, the backcourt of the Blazers has to be en fuego. That Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum have to combine for 60 to 65 points. They're just going to have to be killer. And one thing I love about this is Oakland native Damian Lillard taking on the Golden State Warriors. I absolutely love that, because you know that puts Lillard in a totally different mindset and focus, and he rises to the occasion. He's such a great big game player so often at the time, although he did shoot 3 of 17 in game number 7. But I can't wait to see how he handles that. My issue is, let's just say the backcourts cancel themselves out. Let's say that Lillard and McCollum show up for every one of these games and battle to a draw, Curry and Klay. Can the front court, the other 3 players of the Blazers, outplay, outscore the other 3 on the floor for the Warriors? And that's my worry. My worry is that even if the backcourt is sublime, is incredible, that the other 3 players of the court for the Blazers just won't be able to match up with what the Warriors bring to the table, specifically if Kevin Durant returns, or when Kevin Durant returns. But tonight is a really golden opportunity, and I would say doubt the Blazers at your own risk, because they've been proving people wrong for this entire season. And I would also say tonight is a tremendous opportunity for the Blazers, if they really are worthy of taking this series. Tonight's game is a really vital one to start with. It might be the only game you don't have Kevin Durant on the floor. Maybe. I doubt it. I think he misses 2 or 3 games, but it might be the only one. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. It's a Trash Tuesday, so hit us on the old trashes. Dixieland Dan tweets, wow, OMFG, this is absolutely freaking hilarious. Mraz leaves for Hawaii, and you guys throw him a birthday party that you definitely wouldn't have done had he been here. Yep, that's exactly right.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Jimmy tweets, happy birthday, Mraz. Too bad he isn't there to enjoy the fudge of the whale cake, but you know he's out there somewhere whining, I just want some ice cream.
Let's face it, that's straight trash.
Runaway train never looked back.
Adriana tweets, you guys are amazing. You better pray Nancy isn't listening today or you'll have one mad mama. Hashtag Saltgate.
Splash Brothers? More like the Trash Brothers.
Where does the salt go? Where does the salt go? Where does the salt go? Nancy Mraz is a defiant, defensive, combative mom who I love to pieces. I love Nancy Mraz. But with Mraz being in Hawaii, she can't protect her baby boy anymore.
Where does the salt go?
He's got to sit here and enjoy us. Throw him a birthday party while he is five time zones away.
Waffle cones on me.
Ignatius tweets, DA, I need to trash the NBA uniforms, not the ugly little ads on them. Why are both teams wearing color uniforms? Is this NFL color rush? Stop it. The Pistons played four games and never wore their iconic white unis. Home team should wear white.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
I agree. You know, when you have the home team wearing white or even the road team wearing white and then the other team wearing the color uniforms, it looks great. But when one team's wearing black and one team's wearing red or one team's wearing green and one team's wearing yellow or one team's wearing red and one team's wearing brown, I mean, come on. What are we doing here? Dixieland Dan tweets, you know, you guys should have all worn sweatpants to work today and hoodies just to drive the knife in a little bit deeper for Mraz. He's going to wake up and be like, wait a minute.
Now, wait a minute.
That's a good point. We could have worn the sweats and the hoodies, which we disallow Mraz from doing here on the show to really drive it in. I'm a little worried about Nancy Mraz really now having launched war on us because she was already angry with me specifically for taking shots at Mraz on the show and then also angry at Mraz for being a doofus because she insists that he's really not a doofus. He just plays on the radio. I would disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think he actually is a doofus. And one thing that you're going to see is when we have Cake Cam, which is going to be huge freeze eating cake off mic, but eating cake here in studio with us on WatchDA.com. We're going to flash factoids of Mraz's history, his life and his career under Cake Cam. And I think when you see some of the factoids, you'll realize he's not a doofus playing one on the radio. He's a real life, honest to goodness, native doofus.
Mraz is fat.
You know, because you can have one in captivity that was reared in captivity, but he is native in the wild doofus.
Boise's in the middle.
That's his species. Long Islandist doofus.
That's I didn't realize Montana bordered Canada.
That's, I think, the genus and the species. Babylonius doofus.
Why not just call him the Denver Horses?
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. We'll get to your trashes coming up here next. And Jimmy Butler weighs in on the Sixers offseason. They've decided to bring back Brett Brown. What's their next decision? One of the rumors out there is that they would look into trading for LeBron.
Zapped while the sun is out.
Either accept who I am or don't. This is a disgrace that I've been cornered this way. I've had it. You know what? Tomorrow I'll get bagels. I'm going to eat all six. None of you guys get one. My fingers are no good for anybody. You're out. Get you all out. It's just enough. Pick a lane.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
21 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
We are celebrating Mraz's birthday today without him in studio. He's on vacation, so we decided to throw a party for him.
Oh,
It sounds mean, but it's really not.
It's so thoughtful.
It really is.
We have our birthday hats on. We have our balloons blown up. And even Huge Freeze, Mraz's best friend of the whole world, is here in studio with us. And we are about to cut his favorite dessert ever, the Fudgy the Whale Cake from Carvel. I just tweeted out a picture of how the studio looks, how festive it is. And we also have four New York Giants Super Bowl helmets for all four of their Super Bowls on the Fudge of the Whale Cakes. This is really a very kind and thoughtful day that we have for Mraz celebrating his birthday as he is on vacation this week.
What a guy.
Who, us?
We love you, Mraz. We just love you. Coming up, Zach Harper is going to join us from The Athletic, NBA Insider. We'll talk to him about tonight's NBA draft lottery. Who wins Zion? And then second place is who wins Ja Morant. The game plan for success, sponsored by Napa, taking a look at a team and their plan for success. Tonight, Trailblazers, Western Conference Finals. The unenviable task, trying to take down the Warriors tonight. KD is out. Slowing down the three-point shooting of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson is crucial. If the Blazers can make it difficult for them, perhaps with a big game behind Lillard and McCollum, they can force the Warriors out of the comfort zone and perhaps even steal a game one. Napa Auto Parts has the expertise in parts that you need to help you keep your car on the road no matter how many miles it has. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how. Now our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Everyone, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance too. Get it all, geico.com. Now Aaron's in Abilene, Texas, listening to CBS Sports Radio there. Good morning, Aaron.
DA, this is a travesty. This is all on you. Not only do you have a birthday party for Sean, but you, I'm not going to even say his name back on the show. Come on.
How could it happen?
Get him out.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
I realize Huge Freeze is a polarizing figure. He's not allowed on mic. We do not have his microphone on. We do have a happy birthday cone hat over his snout.
Right. If for those watching on watchthea.com, you can see that Robbie has been muzzled to make sure he does not, again, commandeer a microphone.
How could it?
And booze his way onto the show. We're taking great lengths to respect Sean's wishes here.
That's exactly right. We are doing this out of respect and our love for Mraz. So can we cue the happy birthday music? Because I would like to show on camera this delicious, wonderful Carvel cake that, by the way, Robbie brought today to the studio. I'm opening this up right now. It is such a delicious-looking cake. It's a whale with four New York Giants rings for the championships. And it says, Happy Birthday, Sean, on it. It has cookie crunch around the sides. It's an ice cream cake. And then it's topped by fudge and whipped cream. And I have to say, this looks absolutely delightful, folks.
And you keep saying that it smells delicious. I haven't gotten a whiff of it yet, but I mean, it looks good from across the room.
It looks amazing. And so Robbie has the knife and the plates and the forks. And so he's going to do the honors to cut the cake, because I think that's kind of what Mraz would want, don't you think?
If we can't have Sean, you have Robbie. You're making me nervous. That's going to tip over. You lost a candle or two.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
All right.
Okay? I just want to show everybody how delicious this is. So you guys will cut this as I do sound check, and then we can dig into Mraz's birthday cake. Okay?
Show me that smile again.
Show me that smile. Don't waste another living on Mraz's crying. It's time for your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Now I know why Mraz loved this cake so much. Some of the little cookie crumbles crumbled out in front of me, so I'm eating them right now, and they're delicious.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler, a free agent. What happens now this offseason?
I think I'll knock on wood, hopefully, I'll get a max contract anywhere I choose to go. So I don't think, you know, you're talking 4 year, 5 year. That's that's more than enough money anyways. I think I still have more than enough money now from my first deal.
Wouldn't that be nice? Well, that's just nice to say, right? I mean, I'll probably get a max deal from wherever I want to go. Wherever I'd like to go, they're going to give me all the money that I can use, and I really don't need any more money because I have so much money anyway. I mean, I appreciate the honesty from Jimmy Butler, just as a nice reality for him. I think the Philadelphia 76ers should offer him the max deal. I don't think they should give Tobias Harris the max deal. I think Tobias proved that he is no better than a third option on a really good team. And in this case, he was a fourth option. Why waste a max deal in Tobias Harris? I think you would have been exactly where you were in this playoffs without Tobias Harris. To me, use that money to improve the depth of your roster and your bench. Steph Curry will take on his brother Seth in tonight's game one of the Western Conference Finals.
I just know watching Seth play, I get nervous watching him. Like on TV and stuff, and for them it's family and parents that support us all the way through the ranks. Now to be in a situation like this where I guess technically it's a win-win for them, they're going to the finals regardless. But you know, it's kind of crazy to think we're on this stage and get to play in front of our family. Just the amount of, you know, just happiness and joy that comes with, or that comes with that is crazy.
Well, it's definitely a really cool fact for the family that they have a brother, they have a son on each side of the Western Conference Finals. How often could that ever happen? This is a pretty incredible historical feat of the NBA. At the same time, you gotta think that the family is rooting for Seth secretly, right? I mean, you have to think that. Steph has three championships. Seth has zero. Steph has all the accolades, all the rings, a Hall of Fame bust already ready in Springfield. Seth doesn't. I mean, in their quietest, most honest moment, shouldn't they be rooting for Seth even if they won't admit it? I think they should. Spread the wealth. And finally, Sixers owner Josh Harris on the decision to bring back Brett Brown.
Brett is our leader going forward, and he's been our coach for the past 6 years. You know, there was a ton of speculation about this and that. We were really focused on the playoffs. Once the playoffs ended, it made sense to just put it all to rest and move on.
So I thought that the Sixers were going to be using Brett Brown as a scapegoat after losing that game number 7. And no doubt about it, their late possessions were a disaster. At the same time, I can't blame that series on Brett Brown. I've got to say that Joel Embiid being so sick and so awful for those games in the middle of the series was the biggest difference maker. And at the end of the game, I mean, Kawhi Leonard, you push it to an overtime on the road in a game number 7. I can't kill you for an effort there. And I know that early in that game, neither team played very well. But had Kawhi not shot or hit the shot of all shots, you're going to overtime at a game 7 on the road. Hard for me to blame the coach for not getting more out of his team. I understand bringing him back. I think it's the right move, primarily because are there better options out there? I don't think so. But I would not bring back Tobias Harris in a max deal. I don't care if he's 3 years younger than Jimmy Butler. No thanks. That's your sound check. We've got the cake in front of us. It's time to dig in. You can watch at Cake Cam at watchda.com. That's available on any device, anywhere. Right now, we've got Huge Freeze wearing a pointy birthday hat with the balloons in front of him. And Miraz Factoids running on a scroll underneath Cake Cam. So I would enjoy that if I were you right now. Go to watchda.com on your phone, on your PC, on your laptop, on your device, anywhere, watchda.com.
All those things are true. They sound like they shouldn't be, but they're all true. That Robbie's here, there's a Cake Cam, and there's Sean Fax scrolling underneath said Cake Cam.
It's like ESPN News from Mraz.
It's very similar. I mean, we might have said CBS HQ just for synergy.
Oh, right. Yeah, we have that too. Yeah. That's a property. That's right. I forgot about that. When we come back, Zach Harper's going to join us, NBA Insider, as we'll talk about tonight's NBA Draft Lottery with him. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
Good morning, man. Here come my ex-wife. Could you beat me up? Oh, man, good looking.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
We got you. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. A good day to watch the proceedings at watchda.com, available on any device, including your PC, your laptop, home computer, your smart TV, your phone, your tablet. Because at watchda.com right now, we have Cake Cam celebrating Mraz's birthday today. He's on vacation halfway across the world in Hawaii, but we decided to bring in his favorite people with his favorite cake, Fudgy the Whale from Carvel, which is a delicious ice cream cake of vanilla ice cream and chocolate ice cream, topped with delicious hot fudge, surrounded with cookie crumbs and whipped cream. Plus, there are four New York Giants championship rings. And it says, happy birthday, Sean. This is all for Mraz. Of course, he's not here to enjoy it.
The door just totally smashed my fingers. I went to get the DA sign.
Which is why we did it. So you can watch at watchda.com. Full cake cam going on right now as Huge Freeze is enjoying his second piece of Fudge of the Whale cake. Tonight is the NBA Draft Lottery. Who wins the Zion sweepstakes? Joining us here on the show is longtime NBA insider. You've read him a number of different national stops, including ESPN.com. Now he is an NBA insider for The Athletic. Zach Harper dropping on by here on the DA show. Zach, good morning. How you doing?
I'm excellent. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Tonight, it feels as though the New York Knicks franchise is right now teetering on the brink of yet another decade of irrelevancy, or perhaps the most interesting team ever if they got Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Zion Williamson. Do you think, though, tonight has more influence or more importance for the Knicks because it's far from a guarantee that KD and Kyrie or one or the other would come to New York to try to be able to bring in Zion Williamson?
I think bringing in Zion does a lot for the franchise. It obviously is a huge boon for them on the court because they don't really have any talent on the roster right now, right? They have a couple of young guys that you might like, but for the most part, like, none of those guys you feel definite about building around. And then from a PR standpoint, it's fantastic because this guy's going to be a marketing, you know, just such a marketing lightning rod for any organization. So you throw that into the New York market, it's huge. I'm not of the opinion that star players want to definitely go play because they got this number one pick. Like, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, I think, will look at it as icing on the cake for making a decision, but I can't imagine, unless just something absolutely blows them away between now and the time to make their decision, I don't believe that that's going to affect their decisions this summer. It's just kind of like, oh yeah, and we got Zion Williamson, that's nice. Or maybe you grab him, and when you have Kevin Durant and you have Kyrie Irving coming on board, you then flip that and go, oh yeah, we can go trade for Anthony Davis. You know, I think it gives them options, but I don't think it affects actual decisions this summer.
Do you think Zion is a slam dunk superstar?
Yes. Now, I don't know if that means number one player on a good team. I don't think he's that type of player. I think that's where we get confused with a lot of the way we talk about the draft. It's like, oh, he's the number one pick. Well, he's got to be a franchise guy, the number one player on the best team. No, that's not how that necessarily works. Every year, someone's got to be the number one pick. It doesn't mean they have to be a top five player in the league, but I think he could be this souped up version of what Sean Marion was for the Suns. That may sound disappointing to some people. Sean Marion was an awesome player. He's one of the 15 best players in the league when he was at his peak. Now, if you add that to what Zion Williamson can do, that kind of role player with his athleticism, his versatility in today's NBA, I think that could end up being a top 10 to top 10, top 15 player in the league at his peak, maybe even better than that. But this idea that, oh, well, he's the best prospect we've had since LeBron James, so he must be LeBron James, I think is just a dumb way of looking at it, and that's usually how we end up bending these things.
Zach Harper joins us from The Athletic, looking at tonight's NBA draft lottery, amongst other things. Out of the teams that could win the lottery tonight, where would Zion have the most impact? Where would his fit be best?
I think Atlanta. I really like what Atlanta's done over the last couple of years and kind of resetting everything. Obviously, Trae Young looks like he's going to be a phenomenal point guard in this league. John Collins is really fun. Kevin Huerter is a nice shooting guard prospect. They've got a good mix there. They've got a good kind of franchise identity that's forming with this young talent. If you add Zion Williamson to the mix, you just have to feel so good about them eventually becoming a powerhouse in the East, because they already have these nice little components there, and a player like Zion just kind of galvanizes that rebuilding effort even more. So I think the idea of Trae Young throwing lobs to Zion Williamson, I think we all may move to Atlanta if that happens, because I just think, like, you can't miss that. Like, that is going to be a level of entertainment even right away, even before they're good. That is just it's just going to make that part of the NBA must see.
What about a fit with the Phoenix Suns? They were one of the worst teams of the NBA yet again. They have Devin Booker. They have DeAndre Ayton. If you put Zion Williamson in there, would they automatically become one of the more interesting teams in the Western Conference?
Yeah, but then you just wonder, how is Robert Sarver going to ruin this one?
Yeah.
Right? Like, they already have a lot of, like, it's weird. Like, DeAndre Ayton had a really good rookie season. He averaged like 16-10. He was historically good for the Phoenix Suns franchise as a rookie. I think only like 40 rookies in NBA history, something like that, put up the averages he's put up. Like, he was really good. No one seems to care. No one seems to care. I know we were caught up in Luka mania and caught up in Trey mania and all that stuff and any kind of other mania you can throw at a rookie. But no one really cares, because you look at that Suns franchise, they won 19 games and they were relatively healthy. Devin Booker was great down the stretch. And they're such a bumbling organization that nothing seems to matter. So I think, obviously he would throw a jolt into that franchise and maybe help them, but this is going to sound mean, I almost don't want the Suns to get him, because I don't want them to ruin that whole story.
The consolation prize tonight is Ja Morant. Do you think he's got stardom written on him in the NBA?
I do, but I think a lot of that's contingent on how well he can shoot at the NBA level. And I'm dubious about that, because he wasn't a good outside shooter his freshman year. Last year he improved to, I think, what, like something like around 36%, which is good, but it's not great. That's a little above league average at the NBA level, but you're also moving that line back at the NBA level. So I think regardless, he'll be fun. I think his athleticism, his feel for the game, his intelligence on the court, I think he's going to be a good player, but a star player probably only happens if he can shoot. And I'm not convinced that shooting motion is quite there, but he's got a lot of time to develop. Whoever gets him has a chance to really mold him in that way. And man, like, we talk about athleticism with Zion, it's not Zion level athleticism, but Ja can fly, and he's going to be a highlight tape waiting to happen.
Zach Harper joins us, NBA writer for The Athletic. Feels like there's a lot of people that feel it's an inevitability that Kevin Durant comes to the New York Knicks. Do you think it's that inevitable?
I mean, it sounds like it. You know, like all the whispers behind the scenes and everything, this is, you know, these whispers were there in 2016, 2015, 2016, about him going to the Warriors. I mean, I have friends who cover the Warriors, and they were telling me in like November of 2015, the Warriors are going to get Kevin Durant next summer. Like, that seemed to be the thing. Like, I don't know how well Kevin Durant's agent or Kevin Durant's inner circle keeps secrets, but it wasn't really a big secret in 2015, 2016, and it doesn't seem to be a big secret now. So I'm sure he can change his mind. Whatever happens with this title run, whether they get it or not, could definitely affect this stuff. But yeah, from what I've heard so far and what's kind of being reported, I expect him to be in New York next year.
Do you believe this report that the Philadelphia 76ers would look into trading for LeBron this summer?
Yeah, I mean, I think any team would. You know, like, I think any team would be like, oh, it's not working out in L.A.? Well, we could use LeBron. Like, I don't think that's necessarily a big shock to me. It would be more of a shock if the Lakers are actually going to trade it. We heard those reports and rumors that people around Jeannie Buss were saying, oh, you should trade LeBron. This is too much of a circus. Like, this isn't working out. Like, this isn't worth it. Until they get to that point, I believe any team will try to trade for LeBron should we get there. But I'm not convinced that the Lakers are actually going to pull the trigger on that.
Zach Harper joins us from The Athletic. Do you think it was the right move for the Sixers to bring back Brett Brown?
I do. I think he's a good coach. I think that they've got some things to figure out. I think if should the free agents kind of leave there, if Tobias Harris leaves and goes to, like, Brooklyn or somewhere, if Jimmy Butler leaves and goes to L.A. or somewhere, right, like, I think you're left with an organization that that still has Joel Embiid, that still has Ben Simmons, and both those guys seem to like Brett Brown, and Brett Brown's done a good job in molding them and developing them, and I think he's a good enough coach to keep that going. I think if you give him another chance next year and everyone comes back and you still have this big, you know, starting lineup that's supposed to be so great, I think if you give him that chance and then they get around the same results next season, then, yeah, I think it's probably time to move on. But there's nothing that I saw this year that made me think, ooh, I don't think he's the right coach for this place. Like, he's got some things to figure out with rotations, with staggering minutes, with certain approaches with Ben Simmons and getting him going. But he's a good coach, and I think unless you know who your next coach is, you don't just fire someone to fire someone. Like, we saw that last year with Terry Stotts when they got swept out of the playoffs by the Pelicans. There were some people calling for his head, like, well, he's clearly lost this team, and they're not going to be good moving forward, so you got to fire him. Portland didn't panic. They didn't do that by any means. They come back. Now they're in the Western Conference Finals. Like, I think Brett Brown, unless you have an absolute replacement for him in mind and you know you can get that guy, you don't fire him right now.
Do you think that John Beilein can work in the NBA?
Ooh, that is a great question. I have no idea, too, because I don't know what you do with college coaches going to the NBA. I know it's worked out in the past. We've had stories of success. We've also had stories of hilarity, you know, kind of into it. Like, he sounds like a good coach. He sounds like he knows what he's doing. His style of play does fit the NBA more than other styles of play in college ranks. But he's like 66 years old already, right? Like, I mean, he's been around a while, and he's been in college a very long time. And I don't know. A lot of that will depend on the players Cleveland gets and brings in for him. But I just don't know that transition from being the head of a basketball organization, which is basically what coaches are in college, right? I mean, obviously the athletic director's up there, but being the head of a basketball organization in college to being the first scapegoat in the NBA, that's the power struggle that not a lot of guys can figure out jumping to the pros.
Zach Harper joins us from The Athletic. Tonight, going back to the lottery for a moment, who would be the most devastated? What team is the most devastated if they don't win the number one pick?
Ooh, I think the Knicks. I think the Knicks, just because there still is uncertainty. I believe Kevin Durant's going there this summer. I don't know if that means Kyrie's going as well. Maybe Kemba's going. But let's say Kevin Durant changes his mind, and that means that Kyrie Irving doesn't want to go to the Knicks, or Kemba Walker doesn't want to go to the Knicks, and nobody wants to keep joining that perpetual cycle of just not mattering and being a punchline. Well, at least you have Zion Williamson, right, if those guys change their mind. At least you have that fun aspect to make the Knicks at least a fun thing to watch in a non-joking way next year and for the years to come. But if they don't get the number one pick and those free agents don't come, and you're like, let's say they get the 3 pick or the 4 pick, and you're left with someone like RJ Barrett, who will probably be a really, really good NBA player, that's just not what you need to convince the fans that something is changing for the better moving forward. As good as RJ Barrett might end up being, you need that. You really need that just marketing, that marketing monster in what Zion Williamson's going to be.
Yeah. Zach Harper joins us, writer for The Athletic. Really, The Athletic is a wonderful resource if you're a sports fan. I subscribe to it. I really enjoy it. The app is wonderfully easy to use. Really great articles and deep reads. And it's definitely worth your time if you're a sports fan. So check it out. The Athletic, available on your device. Zach Harper writes for the NBA there. Zach, great stuff as always, buddy. Thanks so much. Enjoy the lottery tonight, man.
Appreciate it. We've got podcasts too now, so check those out.
That's right. The Athletic has podcasts and video as well, so yeah. Check that all out via The Athletic. Thanks, Zach.
Appreciate it.
Zach Harper joining us this morning here on the show. It's also a Trash Tuesday this morning, so we're taking out the trash. Trey tweets, I'm trashing geese. I live across a pond surrounded by trees, and somehow my driveway and truck is the Flock's truck. Stopped to dumb their Oreo McFlurry business right on my door handle. What animal eats geese? Hashtag trash.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
So Trey's truck is the Flock's truck stop to you know what. Their Oreo McFlurry business all over said truck. Yeah, you need to buy like a tiger for the neighborhood or something, a puma. Just go out there and hunt them geese. Brian tweets, DA, I'm trashing the people playing the lottery who think they can cut the line of the gas station. Hashtag wait your turn.
Stinky debris.
Myron tweets, tell Mraz a very happy birthday, but I'm trashing him to go away on vacation on Mother's Day? Come on, trash his ass. Happy birthday, dude.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Yeah, Mraz left last week on Friday, so he's been there now for a couple days in Hawaii. So we decided, you know what? It would be very nice, very thoughtful of us to celebrate his birthday without him. So we bought his favorite cake, a Fudge of the Whale cake from Carvel Ice Cream, which we are eating in studio with birthday hats on and balloons. And there's cake cam going on right now with one of Mraz's favorite people in the world, Huge Freeze, enjoying his favorite cake. Check that out at watchda.com. When we come back, Odell and OTA, should he be there for all of them?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.